Oh, I didn't. Okay. Yes, I'm Mike, a compulsive overeater, and I'd like to share my experience in OA. Only was I haven't done it before, for a while. At least I feel I haven't, and probably need to. I came in these rooms in April of 81. At that time, I had four kids and married, and all under the age of five. And up until that point, I was 38 years old, and I really was losing control of my weight. My weight was always going up and down and up and down while dieting was going up and down. I mean, even, but the dot, I mean, diets worked most of the time, but as soon as I stopped, it went right back up and I gained more than I started with. So I remember being 50 pounds overweight and I went on some kind of program or diet and I lost it and promptly within a year gained back 75. Then I did a Weight Watcher thing, I remember at that time, and lost that and went back on their maintenance program or whatever they did and was up to over 100 pounds more. And I didn't mind that. What I minded in my for me was that my weight was never stable. You go look at people, no matter what they are, some people are a little bit heavier, some people are a little thinner, but their weight doesn't change. When I would visit somebody and like a friend, gee, Mike and Alice are coming over. I wonder what Mike's going to look like today. It's always, I never looked the same every couple of months. So if I hadn't seen a person in 2 months, gee, I was much heavier or I was lighter. I was either dieting, and at that time, dieting was working. So this is the kind of life I was living. And my eating was insane. I mean, the disease and addiction started, I can remember back in, babysitting when they would put out food for me and I would never touch it. That table was like, you couldn't find that. If they did a CSI did a thing to try and find DNA on those candies, they'd never find it. I would never touch anything. But if CSI did some testing on the cupboards, when I opened them up and I took everything out of the cupboards and ate them and put everything back, my DNA was right inside their cupboard. That's not a nice thing to do. So, but this is sneaking food, doing this. The indignities of everything, of going to a buffet and eating everything at the buffet with a plate while standing up, then taking a fresh, clean plate and bringing it to the table because I could never get enough food on the plate to what you call it, that I would be embarrassed about. So I kind of like got my fill standing up eating and then kind of like sat down with the rest of the food. And everything was about getting my fix. But I want to move on because the indignities, I could tell you, it'd be hours to tell you stories. But the thing that happened between 20s, my first kid was born at 27, when I was 27, and I was gaining weight. I was gaining, and I tried to lose weight. I couldn't lose the weight. Then I had another kid born when I was 32, 30. And then when I was 32, I got twins. So here I am. And during this process of 5 years, I had four kids born. And all my dieting that I tried, because I was getting heavier and heavier each time, I couldn't lose. I couldn't work the diet. The diets didn't work. That's when I got very scared, because I used to at least be able to lose temporarily. And that's what I wanted, to get down to a weight. And I couldn't do it. But now it was having an effect on me because with four kids under five and, obviously two in diapers, I couldn't go upstairs to the second story of the house and help my wife diaper them, change them. It was, everything was a challenge for me. So as much as I knew, and I'm an engineer, so I knew how to do everything. I mean, I count and measure, and I couldn't. And I was, I guess the word is obstinate. I wouldn't believe what anybody ever told me about what I had to do. And I wouldn't take it. But at one point, and I remember this gal, a friend of mine, came over and saw what I was doing. She, you know, she said, "Mike, you have to go. I'm going somewhere. Why don't you go?" And I refused. But one day she called me at night and said, "Come on, you got this. Is a great meeting. I want to take it." Nah, Mike, just go in. I'm eating my, you know, my Chinese food. I don't worry about finishing your food. Oh, I'll pick it up. Make a long story short, I did for two reasons. Primarily because she was a good friend and I didn't want to offend her. I told her, and I kept on putting her off. And the second thing, there's a slight, what is this program about? There's a slight possibility I might be able to lose weight for at least a month or two. And just, I can't stand myself. So I came into the Islin, New Jersey meeting in April of 81 with apprehension and everything else. Because first of all, it was anything about this meeting, this OA program, I didn't understand. And for those who have heard me share before, you know I always share that. First, I'm Jewish. What am I doing going into a church? They're saying prayers I never even heard. Never heard of the Serenity Prayer. You know, and so they brought me, they said, "Oh, go in here, sit down, you'll sit." But there's about 70 or 80 people were in there. And some of them were talking. And, you know, this was before the meeting got started. So I met a guy there and I said, "Hey, where's the diet? There must be a copy of the diet." Everybody said, "This is a diet club, right? Where's the diet?" Because it was a big monster literature table. At that time, you had literature tables. So I'm looking at it. Every book in the, "Where's the diet?" I was told, just to sit, relax, listen, don't even think about anything. Well, I didn't like it. Men started, you know, to hold hands to say Serenity Prayer. Yeah, this is not me, man. Everything about this program was it. But I heard recovery. I heard recovery, and in my desperation, which I was at that time, I said, "I've got to give this a chance, even though I don't believe it." And I didn't believe it because they talked about spirituality that's going to help me. And the only spirituality that I ever thought of or spiritual thing was God. And to me, in my religion, you know, God is a punishing God. No, you do something bad, he's going to punish. He's not there to help and do things. That was the single greatest thing I learned about this program. It was frightening, but I did learn it. That not only can he help me, but he helped me to this point. I'm not dead. I'm alive. And I'm very grateful that I found this program before I reached my rock bottom. Because this was really, in fact, I was very fortunate. I met my sponsor that day and didn't understand anything. And the key words that he told me, you know, I picked there was a food plan at the time, a very simple one. So I picked that. All right, I'll be on that food plan and just do it for the one day and just act as if there's a spiritual help to help you, like, you know, refrain from it. Just say you're going to ask God and keep you, you know, let him not make you hungry. So, all right, I'll do that. So everything I did was acting as if. The only thing I really did do is I did work that food plan. I didn't change it unless I spoke to my sponsor. So the frightening part, the very frightening part, is that I was actually losing weight. Why it was frightening is because I hadn't lost weight on any kind of a diet or program for at least 5 or 6 years prior to that. So here's something's going on. And then mixed in with the fact that there's a spiritual part of this program, I actually went down to my goal weight after 8 months. So I've lost 100 pounds, and normally I would have been happy. But fear overcame me, because although I was working the food, I wasn't working the steps. And the steps said that it was a spiritual recovery, and I didn't realize that. I thought what was happening, I still believe that God's a punishing God, and he's given me some kind of disease or cancer or something. And I actually felt that at that point. That's the only reason why I'm losing weight. It took me another year of working the program to understand that was not the case. And obviously, I'm still here. This is 41 years, so that wasn't the case. But to realize that this is the single most positive thing, that recovery is spiritual, and I have to accept that. But it was more than that. And I will always tell this story, because again, I'm an engineer, and I thought I knew everything. I knew squat about everything. I mean, I didn't realize that until I came into the program. And what the program taught me is certain things that when I'm not anesthetized by the food any longer, I can think clearer and do things better. This was important for me, because I was always anesthetized by this garbage. I knew everything, and give me more food, and I know how to do this. No one could teach me anything. I had my own way of doing things. And, you know, I alienated a lot of people like that. But with the program, I learned, you know, no longer being anesthetized, and also being able to listen to others. So it taught me a lot of things. And I have to share the story, because this is so important. About 2 years after I came into the program and being absent, having lost my weight, I decided to go into start working for myself instead of for a company. I left a large corporation building restaurants for them about 5 years prior, and what I was going to do was I was going to go to my old boss and ask, who hadn't seen me in 5 years, and ask him if I could do some consulting work for him in developing restaurants in the New York, Philadelphia area. All right. And so I called him, and it was great. He said, "Hey, Mike, great to hear from you. How you doing? What you doing?" So I said, "I'm starting, you know, doing some consulting work independently for various chains. I'd like to do some work." "Oh, that's great. Let's talk over lunch." So we met for lunch in a nice restaurant, and I had a twofold thing. I wanted him not just to see me, to see him. I always liked him. He's a nice guy. But, you know, I want not just to get work. I want to see how much weight I lost, because he saw me at my heaviest weight. Maybe not 100 pounds, but about 80 pounds, probably heavier than not my highest, but relatively. And I figured he going to make a comment like how great I look. I knew he was going to do it, right? Comes to see me, not a word. We sat down, we discussed how I plan to develop these restaurants. By development, I mean like design, get the approvals, and manage the construction. That's basically how I would do it for a person that, whatever. So, and we worked out a deal. I got some work from him. Everything else was fun. That meeting was phenomenal. I explained it. He understood it. Mike, it's great. But over the entire half hour meeting, 45 minutes, not one word about my weight. Now I was getting pissed. I said, "Are you blind?" I didn't say it to him. I says, "What's wrong with you?" So I'm talking to him and everything else. I says, as we're ready to leave, and he says, I said, "All right, at least I got the work. I mean, I don't." He says, "Mike, what happened to you? Did you join some kind of ESC program or some kind of, I don't know, whatever you did?" You were never able to handle business situations and meetings the way you did, the way you worked for me, as the way you did today. What happened to you? This is why I'm here, not for continuing the weight loss, but also because the important thing is that unless I physically change, unless I mentally or emotionally change, I'm going to be the same damn person I was before, an obstinate, not listening person. I have to change some of the character defects that I've had before. And that's why I'm here. I'm here because I need to remind myself that to come to these meetings to help me be the new person that I am. And I thank OA for it. And mostly, I thank all you guys for being here. No offense intended, Alex. You're just one of the guys. With that, I will say thank you.